for your plaything? I don't know. I don't know what particular. Or did you substitute her as a mother too? What were you doing? The moment one get away and you take up with another. What did this woman mean to you, and what did she mean to you?
It was the exact same thing when Shana was gone. I thought she was going to be in Georgetown. I really didn't think she wanted to come back. I really thought that she wanted to stay there because she was working hard for the church. So then that's when I started messing around with Karen.
Messing around with Karen? She says it's been going on for years.
Are you saying that because Shonda was devoted to the cause and wanted to work for the church, that you were going to turn to another woman? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, because I didn't think that you and Karen have had a long thing, or have you not?
It's what was told me.
It was on and was off.
Because you do story now, I find then.
Right.
Another story against you, perhaps, but you do story. You look in your face like you didn't recognize this at all. He does what?
I don't like it.
What was that?
Like the time when you was on security down at the house, and the times you've been asleep, and you always put it off on your other partner. Like, well, let me talk, Bruce. Like you said, well, you know, we know something you did, because we come down there, we always check security out, and we see what you be doing, but we wouldn't say that to you. And you always put it off like, you know, well, yeah, like, pass over your case. Does this, and I see him doing this, and he does this. Y'all else when it comes down to Bruce, well, maybe, you know, I don't know nothing about it. So
take
for a fact,
take a gun with me.
Yeah, he fell asleep with his gun on the post, and he took the gun away from him.
I'm going to tell Cal knows more about, but it's.
All right, the thing about that, it was me and Tim. Me and Tim was roving that night, and we went down to the house, and we at first who was on duty, so we called.
Then after that, nobody announces. So me and Tim proceed over to the house where Bruce and his partner supposed to have been doing security. So therefore, we saw the guns. First thing we saw was two shotguns laying down. And then, so me and Tim, we split it up, we went around, and we tried to look for Bruce, but we couldn't find him, so we just took the shotguns and just brought him up here. And also, too.
It wasn't my fault, I was sitting right there, and the gun was right next to me, and I was asleep, and I was really paranoid, because I was wondering how come that happened. It made me feel really, you know, I thought.
You were asleep?
He was.
Y'all were asleep.
He was right next to the gun when he took it.
I got paranoid. Nothing happened. I got really paranoid, I wonder why I didn't get in worse trouble.
Or someone in my house. How the hell do you think it would look to the old girl? Your old image.
If you run away. As an addition to that, it's like putting down another sister right here who you think that doesn't have a commitment, you know, up to the par of Shonda, you know, like you're gonna put Shonda down, and then, you know, because she's in Jonestown or in Georgetown working all hard and everything, so you're gonna go for someone else, which seems like, you know, hey, they're to you in a way. Yeah. But Bruce, here you come up, you know, every time that I've been talking, when I talk, you come up.
Okay, and people be running around here. So I'll mix that for my thing.
The idea that a good relationship is built on always having pleasant times together is wrong. You can't really, unless you share the unpleasant as well as the pleasant and get to know each other, you're not going to have anything that's lasting. And while this is another subject, but I want to know, why is it that I've seen this happen more than once, and I don't know whether this is true or not with you, Bobby, that when a relationship goes along until the woman gets pregnant, and then all of a sudden the man's not interested anymore. This bothers me.
So frequently true around here. Frequently true with human equation. Now, my opinion, basic opinion, is that I fail to see how you're going to avoid a euphoria, a state of unreality. And I'd like to hear you that have descended here to show me how you're going to avoid that. You're going to develop. I've made you very cynically aware of life if you listen, and those that are listening are ready for anything and are alert for everything. I guess they can cover a point of cynicism which you don't cover your ass, but I've never been that way. I don't mean cover your ass in the sense of me personally covering the whole movement's ass. I still work just as hard. I believe that's analytical. And listen to all the goddamn communiques that come in here and still try to resolve all the problems just as intensely with a high degree of cynicism. All the assurances that come through, all the beautiful promises of the government, calling on us now to be in the election, and things working out for us, pretty cool. I still operate from a high degree of cynicism. Now, how are you going to be able to avoid developing a euphoria? And how are you going to be able to build any kind of relationship between people? Where is the forum going to take place to build relationships? Because all it's going to be is sex.
None of us know anything about loving. But the beginning of loving, as I've said hundreds of times, is sharing what you are, the negative and the positive, with another individual. And if all you want is to get together when you feel like you're going to have fun together, that's no relationship.
I have to pee.
Okay, my reason for voting for it is that I found when I was in a relationship that being in the relationship, being in an intense, being around a person all the time, made me an unfunctional human being. And I feel that as long as we're tolerating relationships, that we would have more functional people if they didn't have to have this constant relating. I feel that the constant relating is a sickness. I really feel that since I've been out of this intense one-to-one relationship, since I've been in here, you know, I feel that I've become a much more healthy human being. And I mean, I just feel it's
that sounds reasonable. That sounds reasonable. Now let's hear another.
The reason I voted is because I feel the same way that Tim felt.
I don't want to hear any of that. I don't want to hear any about saying what someone else felt. I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, what I feel is that
if
you was living together, you know, you're constantly saying places, you know, inside, you know, with that person, you know, you just steady, you know, going on with this, you know, the same person, you know. So I feel if you know, you like she lived in another cottage and I live someplace else, and then you know, often like we see each other off and on, and I feel that way, you know, your
heart. Have you ever seen anybody else that you've been in a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship.
Hmm?
I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. I'm just asking. Go ahead.
And so, because Billy, right? His relationship going on real good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel two people, you know, living together.
They don't live together?
Not that I know.
How many, huh? Oh, of course not.
And theirs going along good, you know. And so I see, you know, two people, you know, like two couples that live together, you know, like they always arguing, you know, they always get into a fight or something.
That's the unreality. But that's the unreality of relationships. That's life. Now, what's going to happen if we don't face that and see the need to communicate more? Because something's wrong. Something basically wrong. We're not communicating. We don't like each other. We're fighting that much. Are we going to be able to avoid that by changing the style? What substitution are we going to have for it? I want some substitution. If you go for it, I want some requirement that every person must take time with a child. There's got to be. I think this is a very dangerous situation. Otherwise, there's going to be just sexual sharing here and nothing else. Very, very bad situation. Nobody's ever going to know each other. We're not going to be able to communicate. We're not going to bear other people's problems. I know that some of us have not operated that way. We were caught in situations that were for socialistic reasons, even. We have maintained them. And we didn't jump out of them. And if I had jumped out of relations, Jesus Christ, and didn't want to communicate, there'd be 1,000 people here that would have some misfortune. Some of you don't know it, but you would have. Somebody had to be willing to give and listen. And I have come to that point in time when I can't take as much of that pressure. But I'm very, very concerned that people will use this as an out forever giving of themselves. That's what I see as a danger. Then there are people like this who, honestly, she said, can't take an intense relationship. But I don't know how you make in a commune different kinds of rules for different people. Maybe it's possible, but there'll always be somebody envying the other role, and we'll have a constant shifting of policies here every day. Yes, Lisa, what were you going to say about it?
It seems that a lot of people who are having relationships and live together seem to go apart awfully quickly. And I was just thinking that possibly if they started out to have a relationship where they're not forced to live together, they might mature enough to eventually make it a more lasting relationship. I was thinking in particular of Bobby.
Okay, how are we going to control this birth control thing? Well, what I'm going to find is first thing you're going to have two people pregnant that don't even know each other. That's what, and then how in the hell are you going to rear a child? You're going to have to hear from, I want to hear from birth control people, strict ways of enforcement of this. And people aren't free in their time. That means you have free time. That means that I see it. I see it as plain as nose on my face. It's going to be playing. Well, can't somebody talk about birth control besides? Is there anybody else? Yes, Lisa, go ahead.
I was thinking, when you asked that question, I was thinking in terms of Bob and Daisy. Now, Bob, they don't seem to be mature enough to carry on a lasting relationship, but they are not ready to give it up. And I thought if they were given a chance to live apart and continue it, they might mature enough to make up their own minds. I hate to see them being forced to make up their minds on the spot whether they want to continue or quit.
I'll tell you one thing. You're talking liberalism as opposed to communism. And liberalism, I think, can come at a place in communism. But right now, we're a communist movement in a war zone. Terrifying war zone. I think that then we've got to develop this kind of latitude as time goes on. If this is the peace, if this is indeed the wind of peace that's coming in, then we can develop that facility to cope with each person's individual problem. Right now, we have to make a lot of rules and abide by them because it's a survival situation. Maybe later we'll be able to have variations on the menu. But now we'd go broke in 1 month if we had very much variation. We do have variation for people's health, and that's more than we really can afford. But if I make myself clear, I sympathize fully with this situation, and the need you can't put everybody in the same hue. And it's very, very true. But then you have to look at the totality. What achieves the greatest success for people, the greatest good for the greatest number of humanity? It's communism, obviously. It will encroach a little bit on some people's individualism. Generally, it increases individualism. It strengthens the individual. It gives them more security, and out of that security comes a stronger person, if they appreciate what communism is about. Daisy and Bobby have been apart, she said. They have been in Georgetown. Okay. Yes, Lois?
I'm thinking that our people, our young people, are not really becoming too responsible in a lot of ways. Our young men, I see a lot of chauvinism in our young men. I think we need classes or something where they come out of. Now, we have a young women's group now where they're learning to be more emancipated, but I think the men cling to their chauvinism. From what I have seen dealing with our babies and every one of the men that I've seen are chauvinistic, and they are continuing on with their roles of letting, of just doing what they can do around the woman, and she is having to tell them every little move to make. And I don't know, that's the reason whether it's familiarity, breeds contempt, I don't know what it is when people live together. I've read of different peoples that women live together and the babies, and then the men live in another little place and they get together on their sex and they seem to make it out all right. I don't know, when you're talking about revolution and how anybody can anyway have much sex going on. But anyway,
if we realize how dangerous the conditions are at this particular point, whether you don't know whether mercenaries are landed, where are they? Are they here? Or are they coming? And I'm still some puzzlement as to where one went, that we saw a manifestation only one time. And we've never seen him return. But these people are serious. These people are serious. They have hired mercenaries, George Hunter said. They have hired them. Didn't say they would, said they have. Yes, John.
I just like to say I was voting my own mind, and I spoke my mind. I spoke what I thought, and I do think though that it's too late in the night. Number one, we have a lot of stuff to do. I think Lee made the suggestion we ought to reconsider it, and I think things change. I don't think if we believe that everything is going to have to remain the way we started out with when we made a vote 6 months ago, I don't think we're being very realistic with ourselves. And people change and time changes, and I think that we ought to, because we lost the vote. Those of us that voted one way, we lost the vote. And I think that we have to abide by the majority. And I think
if you got indeed an honest vote, let's take that vote once more, because this vote's a very, very serious vote. Now, how many, because I saw you pick up three times the vote the last time. Now, you'll lose the vote if you don't vote. I mean, that's what he said. Then the situation will remain just as it is until we can have the calm and peace. We need to discuss it again. And anybody that violates that rule will be guilty of all the breaches of discipline that brought in the past. Learning crew, personified in most people's mind by Penny. Okay. Again, now, how are you going to vote? 70 people. Will you wake them up? 70 people don't know shit from apple butter. And those who are not interested in relationships at all, should not vote. You have no way of possibly identifying the problem. If you're 85 years of age and not interested in a relationship, you ought to not vote. That's my opinion. Quit trying to relate to something that you are out of commission to do, or you want to destroy in somebody else an opportunity for something because you're over the hill. Peace. So now, how many want to maintain the existing structure? 3 month trial, 6 months. When you finish 3 months, you go into 6 months, and you live together during this period. How many are opposed?
You know, Deb, may I say something?
And every time I see more votes, ask God. I wish you people would vote your peace on the matter, because we'll never find truth of where we are until you speak where you are.
I don't think people should just be allowed to start fucking. I think they still should have the 3 months and then the 6 months, and I think it should be up to them. And that's how I'm envisioning my vote. I think it should be up to them. If they want to live together, they want to live separate. But I don't think folks just ought to be allowed. If that's what I'm voting for, then I rescind my vote. I don't think that's the...
If one don't want to be the other one, you know, it's not fair, you know.
I think
separate,
it's...
You know, it'll be an equal agreement on each other.
I don't even know what I'm voting on, really. I'm voting, I think, for the continuation of 3 months, 6 months. It's just as opposed to one people... living together, the same situation, the same regulations, 3 months, 6 months, same bond if you get pregnant, although the birth control aspects give me some real worry. And I know a lot of folk are going to enter into a superficial thing, and there are going to be four or five things going for them until you mend, and there's some chance we may take in some Chileans or others of that sort of things go on, which will balance out this population, and you women are going to have to get some goddamn emancipation about you, because you're the ones who control. You can have a male class as long as the ratio is more male than female, and women are not emancipated. We're going to have this shit right along. And you're going to make your men into apparitions and images that aren't worth shit by undue worship. If you can't control your panty, then no use for you to vote. If that's where your image of yourself is going to be, it's through your vagina, we're doomed to failure until we get a balance of population. And I'll be tempted very strongly to find that balance of population as quickly as I can to stop this arrogant bullshit of chauvinism around babies and still goes on with baby boy preferential treatment and a lot of crap that I'd like to see eliminated. And it doesn't necessarily by any means say that those who voted for this new arrangement are guilty of that. I've seen that amongst some of many that are wanting to maintain the present structure. So now the vote is again, there's no difference at all in the relationships. You have to go 3 months, then unless you come to us, if you got a special burning problem, you come to us and then we can talk it over. Maybe there'll be bending. You've done very well earlier than 3 months. And based on work production, based on your ability to relate to the total family need. But 3 months and 6 months is the same. Unless you're pregnant, of course, it's automatic that you're married. It's the end of 6 months. You can't break a relationship if you have not taken the care to keep from getting pregnant. And that puts a burden on both the male and the female. And if the male doesn't feel the female's doing a job, you better do yours. Because they're rubbers. Or they're vasectomies. If you don't want the responsibility of marriage, you can arrange for vasectomy. Now, again, how many want to be able to maintain the same kind of relationship structure, but they would like the freedom of deciding individually whether they live in the same quarters all the time or not? I'm going to have to get down to counting now. Somebody hand over there. 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. I got you. Okay, now how many are opposed? Some of these votes. You're afraid. I see I'm jealous old bastards voting. Jealous old bastards. Yeah, I do. Afraid to leave your companion alone for a little bit. So I don't see maturity necessarily on the side of one or the other. But I'll take the vote again and see again. Now, it's so damn close. What are the people who want relationships to be firm, but they want the privilege, if both parties decide to live apart, that they can maintain the sexual relationship? Up to what? Even the point beyond which we have babies? How do you, we're going to have to find then some close responsibilities.
Could I add something about birth control? I don't know. Ava says that there's only 20 women who are taking birth control pills. And I think we ought to really study the situation to find out if we're getting into pregnancies or not. I don't know what's happening with the birth control. I think we really ought to find out. That's right. But
well, you guys got to be studying it.
we don't need about 800 babies.
My opinion of this is that Liz every day has to call out people or send for people to get their birth control pills. And I think at this point that we cannot leave their birth control in their hands. It's our duty, you know, or we're going to have pregnancies.
It's demand. I demand it. It's not your duty. It's your I demand it. But they must be given those birth control. And if they continue to defy law, I think they should go in and be operated. He can operate them here, as far as that goes.
But as far as I'm concerned...
I mean this seriously. If you do not comply with this regulation, we will see that you something firm measures taken.
But because unless there is a real reason, you know, a real sickness that they cannot take the pill, I don't think we can depend on them to use rubbers or foam or whatever, because, you know, people are finding things, they're bringing back stuff that they didn't know how to use or one thing. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, things cropping up. And then, you know, if something comes up, then it's all of our responsibility to take care of that child. And so I think it should be demanded, like you said.